Welcome to the Bulldog Blitz podcast at Yellow Springs Schools, an open enrolled public school district in Southwest Ohio. This podcast gives us the opportunity to spotlight our students and staff and share project-based learning, which is really at the heart of our instructional approach. This authentic learning process allows our students to tackle real world issues that face our community and make an impact locally and even globally. This hands-on, deeper learning our students receive develops those important 21st century learning skills like creativity, collaboration, critical thinking, and exploration. The Bulldog Blitz will also allow us to showcase our outstanding fine arts as well as our championship athletics. We really hope you join us on this journey. This podcast is an official production of Yellow Springs Schools. Welcome to Bulldog Nation. This is an exciting day because it's our very first episode of the Bulldog Blitz podcast. My name is Karina Denny, and I serve as the Communications and Public Relations Coordinator for Yellow Springs Schools. So welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to have Mills Line sixth grade students, and I'd love to just start out by for each one of the students to introduce themselves. Do you want to start?
Yeah, my name is Logan, and
I'm Bela.
My name is Lily.
My name is Natalia.
I'm Luke.
Great. Well, thanks guys for being here. We also have Sada Amin joining the conversation. She is a PBL teacher support specialist here at Mills Lawn Elementary. Welcome and thank you all for joining us to launch this Bulldog Blitz podcast. Today we're going to talk about project-based learning, or sometimes we call it PBL. We commonly refer to it as that. And we want to talk about it today because it's really at the core of our learning here at Yellow Springs Schools. So, Sada, can you tell us a little bit about what you think that, what makes PBL special?
Sure. So project-based learning is a pedagogy that we use here at Mills Lawn or in Yellow Springs because it gives space for students to dive, like take deep dives into their learning. So we look at our Ohio standards and say, okay, here's what they need to know, but how do we make the research or the learning about this content more meaningful for them and something that kind of reaches and is relevant to their lives and where they can take it a little bit deeper. So what we like about that is they are learning content while they're learning to work with each other and talk about their work, give each other feedback about their work so they can make improvements and really produce high quality work that makes sense.
All while getting a lot of great skills along the way.
Definitely a lot of skills. So we talk about, at Mills Lawn specifically, we say the four C's. And so that's creative thinking, critical thinking, communication, collaboration. So we want them to problem solve consistently, whether it's about math problems or scientific problems, but also how to solve problems around creating better work or produce things that make sense, that have meaning. So it's a culture building piece more than just here we're learning about content. It's how is the environment that we're in about learning and having fun while we're learning.
Let's have the students talk about some projects.
Okay, so our sixth graders have been working on several projects this year, but I think there's one in particular that they would like to talk about. Would anyone like to say what the title of this project is?
We've been learning about food insecurity and how we can help our community with that.
Nice. All right, so another thing I forgot to mention with PBL projects is we start with a driving question.
Right.
It kind of is the overarching goal of what students are trying to do. So would any of you like to share what the driving question for the food insecurity project is? Veda, go for it.
How do we address the issues of food insecurity in our community?
Okay. So how did this project idea come about?
We started with just a picture on a slideshow of the little food pantry out in front of our school, and it was empty. So we then went through questions. We just came up with some questions, and then we saw that it needed donations in this case. So that's kind of how we started off our project. So.
Okay. Would anyone like to add to that?
Our goal was to make a recipe that is affordable and accessible for people that need food, and What we're going to do is we're going to get like little packets that you can put together to make a meal. And we're also going to have the recipe along with it.
Okay, nice. What class was this project for?
Math and science.
Okay. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
So in math, we were just learning about ratios, unit rates, and unit prices. And we needed to calculate the unit price for the recipe to be sure it was affordable.
Okay. So how did this project tie into your science class?
It's connected to like the people and how they were impacted by like food insecurity, and we went deeper into that.
Okay. What is food insecurity exactly?
It's when you don't have like enough money to always have like a decent amount of healthy food.
Okay. So in your class, did you talk about healthy food versus non-healthy foods? Yeah?
We talked about how healthy food is genuinely like more expensive than unhealthy food, and people usually buy unhealthy food because it like provides more calories for the price.
And to add on what Luke said, all the government is funding farms that make the ingredients for junk food, and not enough money for the people that are making healthy food in this case. So. Yeah.
And how did that happen?
I think it started in the Great Depression because those foods, like people just needed food in general. And then I think they said something about not letting the market take over after the Depression was over.
Okay. So when you were looking at making recipes, did you have any criteria that you were working with to create these recipes?
So we knew that we had to make it healthy and affordable. And our teacher provided us with this website called Budget Bites, where it's like a bunch of really healthy, cheap recipes. But it was like the website originated in like Tennessee, and we don't know exactly like how long ago, so we had to come up with like find our own prices like locally.
Okay.
How'd you guys like this project?
It was fun.
I think it was fun.
I don't like that we had to do it before lunch because I was always really hungry and had to get really good food.
And thinking about food.
Yeah.
Right. So just like in general, how do you like project-based learning? So you really like this project. You guys do several projects a year. How do you feel about that with your learning?
I feel like we get more freedom with it than just a regular straightforward project. And we get to critique with our classmates, and that definitely helps progress through the project easier than you would normally. So I really do like PBL.
So then you talked, so you talked about critiquing each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, when you start a project, are you in groups?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can partner up.
Okay.
And we sort of go through drafts of the project and always okay. keep going back to critiquing.
How do you like working in those small groups?
I think that it makes it like a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And it probably helps improve like people's like social skills and everything.
I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, thinking about project-based learning and what it brings to our students, I feel like there's such a wide range of skill set. It's not just about the learning. So think about that. What else do you guys think that you gain through project-based learning? What other kind of skills?
Like an ability to choose who you work well with.
Mm. So getting to know yourself
mm-hmm.
and your own strengths, maybe? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
And when you do peer editing, it like helps you catch mistakes that you or your partner made, so it helps you get better at that.
And probably the ability to give feedback that's, mm-hmm. What did you call it? The different kind of feedback?
Warm and cool feedback.
Warm and cool feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Do you feel like the work you did is necessary?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
So what are the next steps from here then?
We are going to make, we're going to find, like, out of everyone's recipes, which is the most, like, affordable and healthy, and we're going to make, like, recipe cards and food kits and put them in our local food pantry.
So when we talk about this food pantry, it's literally across the street, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how does that make you feel when it's right in the community, right here, and you're doing a project that you're literally going to be able to see? So how do you feel about that?
I feel like it makes you, I don't know, it's kind of nice to know that you're sort of helping people, because a lot of people take from that. With a project from school, which PBL does that, you can definitely share with the community more than a regular project. So.
Is there something that you learned from this project that you were just like, I had no idea, and it kind of changes your perspective on anything?
From the documentary, we learned that like half of the American population is going to be on food assistance at some point in their life.
Wow. Anything else you'd like to add? This has been great. I learned a lot. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, you have something?
Oh, yeah. It's also kind of hard to get food assistance since your yearly salary has to be, like, below $25,000, and they don't really, like, give you any wiggle room, even if it's only $2 over.
Hmm. Okay. That's good stuff. Well, you guys are sixth graders. Let's talk about next year. You're not going to be at Mills Lawn anymore.
No.
You're going to be where?
We're going to be
middle school.
McKinney
Middle School. How do you feel about that transition?
I'm excited.
I'm kind of nervous and excited.
Yeah? So what are you excited about?
I know a lot of people mm-hmm. there, and so I'm excited to, like, socialize with more people.
Yeah. So at the middle and high school, we have this fantastic fine arts program with theater. We have a great athletic program. Do you guys have any plans?
I'm thinking of doing volleyball next year.
That's great.
I'm thinking maybe doing theater next year.
I would probably do sports. Yeah, on the island.
You're still deciding?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what extracurricular activities I want to do, but something's going to be in there that I would like, probably.
Excellent. And now they have esports at the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
That's great. And we'll have to talk about that on another episode. So, anything else? Well, you guys were fantastic. Thank you so much for doing such an amazing job on our very first episode.
Yeah.
So we thank you. And as always, go Bulldogs. So we'd like to remind parents to register their account in Parent Square, our communication platform. Parent Square will actually allow you to set your preferences and customize how and when you'd like to receive your notifications. In addition to our website at ysschools.org, social media is a great way to stay connected, so make sure you're following us. We have also recently added a Facebook and Instagram page for both athletics and fine arts. For all our social media page names, go to ysschools.org/communications. Another Coffee with the Superintendent is also coming up on Wednesday, February 15th at 8 a.m. at the Mills Lawn Elementary Conference Room. This informal meeting is a great way to learn more about what's going on in the district and to ask any questions you may have to Superintendent Holden. Thank you again for joining us, and have a wonderful day.